A poem of complaint. The incredible curse of the freight train. I am always cheerfully up to something artistic or smart, only for a train to toot the horn and ruin my little art. I lived most of my life next to train tracks, and the loud noise the horn makes sucks. More than train tracks, the train crossings are awful too. In America, they ring a constant bell to annoy you. What a wretched thing a train operator is, as when the horn goes off, the fault is his. I always take to the philosophical view. I always consider the crew. Being startled countless times by their stupid horn, I view them with nothing but scorn. Each time I hear that frightful noise, I see that pushing buttons is something that ugly man enjoys. He pushes the horn button multiple times in his incompetence, and I call it his horn incontinence. I do feel bad that he works nights far away from home, tooting horn to his irritable bowel syndrome. But I know his family needs a break for their own sake. Now, I will admit, it was probably my destiny to drive trains crisscrossing all the Great Plains. While everyone wanted to become an attorney, I just wanted to go on a fancy train journey. There is great wisdom in exploration. Our lives should not be lived in resignation. Rather than trains, I ended up lifting weights all the way out in United States. And I don't want to ride trains anymore. I think I just prefer a nice and quiet bookstore. Even though I don't want to ride the train, I still wish to complain. Especially about that darn horn to which I seem to have been born. Let us never forget that the train man could use the horn just one time. Instead, he plays the song of his people, which should be a crime. So next time you are stuck waiting for a train and hear the horn from afar, honk back at him from your car.